Oh shit!
And with that, another session has started. Welcome to High 502. Insert sick ass 90s beat. I am Clock Van Wilder. To my left is the doomed one. And to my other left, we have a missing Tino. Hope you're happy on the move. And yo, I need to get this off my chest. Tonight we bring a very special guest. Woo! I want to introduce you to a local hip-hop artist who just dropped her first album, Locals Only. You can find that album on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, shit, pretty much everywhere you can stream. You can find our next guest. Let me introduce you to the one and only, Shug. What's up?
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening to you.
Thank you guys for having me on here, man. This shit's dope as fuck.
Well, thank you very much. We are the High 502 guys. We get together. We smoke recreational cannabis. You love recreational cannabis?
I do.
Okay. You sell recreational cannabis.
I do.
So it's a passion for you, I would just assume.
Yes, yes, okay. It is. Very much so. I take my cannabis very seriously. Very seriously.
As we do too. We do too. So what we do is we go out in the rec market, we buy $40 worth of rec products, and then we bring them here to the Washingtonians. Listening out there, 69% of our listeners are from Washington State. We got listeners from Spain. We got two cities in Spain now, dog.
Woo!
Not only do we got Porto, Spain, but now we have Lisbon.
Hey, welcome, Lisbon.
Yes. Ontario, Canada, South Australia, Switzerland, Bulgaria, and as always, USA, USA, USA. We picked up a new state, New Jersey.
Oh, hello, all you New Jerseyans.
Not only do we got Colorado, Hy-Vee, Georgia, Missouri, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, California, and 4% in Hawaii to all the aunties and uncles out there. Holla! Hey. With your pidgin English. Let's get it.
All.
You can find us on anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and 6 other platforms. Yeah, Justin, what the fuck are we smoking today?
Oh, man, I was so excited for this one. It's always nice when you go and you find a brand new farm that you've never seen before. And that's what happened to me this week. So I went to Cedar Greens, and I picked up this Gelato 33.
Mm.
You know, I'm used to smoking Gelato 41, so I was really excited to try a new phenotype of the gelato. It was super dense and super frosty, and it's super purple. Oh my god, it was
three
so
supers
purple.
In a row! It's super! What farm is it, though?
It is
Fleek Leaf Cannabis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I found out that Gelato 33 is a cross between Sunset Sherbet and Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
Mmm.
It was so good.
Mmm. Okay.
That's a tasty cross.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it was dark as fuck, you know, I'll tell you what.
Anything crossed with Sunset Sherbet, for me, I just love it.
Ooh.
Always.
Loving your sherb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shug, I told you before the show that I'd never known you before you decided to come on the show. So I've been listening to your album, Locals Only.
Thank you. Shout out. Yep. Thank you again for listening.
4 days running. Yeah, great. You're going to have a shitload of plays on Apple Music the next time you go check on that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm from PA, you know? I always want to see somebody make it and bring back. You know, John Elway was born in our hospital, but he does not claim PA as his birthplace.
That's bullshit. Fuck you, John
Elway. Yeah, Elway, I hate you 3 times. And
fuck you.
Fuck you. Thank you,
piece
Shug.
Of shit,
man. And you know, like I said, I've been listening to your album. Shit's really personal, Shug.
Yeah.
You have, how long did it take you to make this album? I guess is my first question.
To be 100% honest with you, it probably took me a month and a half.
Wow. Pretty quick.
Yeah, no. So most of the time, like, writing for me has always been more of like a therapeutic outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's never, I think that's why it's so easy for me not to give a fuck, is because if nobody likes my music, I never made it for other people to like.
Okay.
I made it so I can listen to myself bump my story. Nobody's ever been able to tell my story better than me.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so, like, it just so happens that some people like my music and wanted to listen to it too, and then they found they could relate, and then next thing you know, you start doing shows, it gets weird.
Oh, I bet it does get weird because, like, you don't know me at all, but I know all about you, mm-hmm. you know? I felt your pain. I've gone through similar situations. I've walked in footsteps with you. So, like, when I go see you, God, it's like I want to embrace you because we feel so close. But you don't have that. It must get kind of weird. You kind of put that in some of your songs, like how your fans are just crazy love, and then, you know, you have that isolation, no one liking your posts or no one really supporting it, but it must be at a live show like that. I mean, how do you perform such personal songs on stage?
So, I'm not going to lie to you, like Promises, for example, that's actually a song about, addiction. It's also a song about suicide and how it affected me personally in my life. And like that song, it took me about a good 8 months, because I wrote that song literally in one afternoon. Every time that I write, I just sit down and I smoke tough. Like I let down, for me, smoking, it really lets down my resistance. You know what I mean? It allows me to be, I feel like, my authentic self at times, you know?
Like, right.
No holding back. And so, it took me a good 8 months before I could even do that out loud with myself without crying. Because it was such a heavy, kind of traumatic experience that I was speaking on. You know what I mean? So have to relive that every time you say it out loud. It's heavy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And there's times, I'm not going to lie to you, there's been times on stage where I start to cry a little bit and I've got to kind of like stop, compose yourself for maybe half a line and get right back into it.
Right. There's a job to be done. Your people paid money to see you, you know.
Motherfucker showed up.
No, I fucking feel that.
Can't disappoint.
That's what I was at first. I was like, oh my God, you have such great lyrics in your songs. They really relate to PA, I will say that. And probably all the places that you've been. But when you call PA in It's Okay, which I fucking love that beat, first of all. I just can't help but do the Tony Montoya voice when I hear that song. She goes, "It's okay." And in the back, I just want to go, "It's okay." Fucking all the time. She talks about Rez Rats. Fucking, that's a dime a dozen up in this mug. Rednecks and gun use. I'm just like, yes, we have a big gun culture here.
Absolutely.
You know, no one's afraid of guns. You know?
That's why most of the time you're not going to, just like coming up here, like coming up to this show, I was even like cautious about coming up to somebody's back door without knowing who the fuck's back door you're walking up to. Because the fact of the matter is, most citizens in this area are armed and they know how to fucking use it.
They know.
It's just kind of look at demographically where we're located.
Isolation. You gotta defend your shit.
And we got all these fucking mountain roads, and you go up there and you can just shoot shit for days.
So that's where you go shoot? Is up a mountain roads like Black Diamond and stuff like that?
Yeah, go up to a slab camp up in Squim. Yeah. Everybody out there.
I know.
You know, because like I grew up in PA and in Squim. I feel like they're honestly they're the same town, even though everybody pretends like they're not. It's gonna be the same fucking town in 20 years. Just watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just as a matter of time, with how many people keep fucking moving in here, man. Shit.
You know what's weird, though, is, like, there's not an indoor gun range, is there? There's not a place where a Justin, a citizen who can possess firearms, can go and, let's say, shoot an SKS or a .22. Yeah. And I've always been surprised that, there's a place out by the dump.
Yeah.
It looks like it's called Peninsula Long Rifles or whatever. And they got a gun club up the Slab Camp Road. But I think that's for, when I took my hunting class there, they said it was for powder, like musket style, whatever. Oh, you know, the ball and the fucking shit.
Old school shit. That's cool.
Well, you know, guys do that up here because they have a longer hunting season. Muzzle loader, that's what it is. The muzzle loading season, there's, I think, three periods. Whereas you have one bow hunting, one rifle hunting. And in between those seasons lives, like, the musket kids.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And you know, with modern technology, dog, it's like, this shit's like a preloaded pack and a perfect sphere, and it's fucking killing that elk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's a really, but so you just can't go take, I can't go take my my Ruger pistol and just go pop, 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 like I'm Biggie Smalls, you know? That's what I need. That's what I want.
The car pop one up.
Oh, just tilt that shit sideways like an idiot.
Just smacks you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a rite of passage. So I'm loving It's Okay. That's for damn sure. That's going to be a hit, dude. And of course, Where You Going, you know? Oh, shit. As one joint ends, another one must be lit. That is the High 502. Shug, what the fuck are we smoking right now?
I'm very, very glad you asked. So we are actually smoking on some Freddy's Fuego.
Ooh.
Yes.
Love it.
It's the Pirate's Reserve Cinnamon Sorbet.
Good Lord. It came in a glass tube.
They found some buried treasure.
And the cute little cork. Yeah, I love their concentrates. I love their flower. They were at Hemp Fest right next to Canna Organics. And we were tasty shit all the time. Yeah.
Mm. And shout out to Canna Organics as well. Locals only support.
That's
them.
Right. We're surviving the game since 2014. And our bosses are super intelligent, so I'm grateful to have a job. Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, to be honest. Think about that, Justin. The door to Canna closed tomorrow. We're staring like, what kind of job do we go get next?
I'm just going to tell you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're butt tenders now, but still. There was a moment of panic there, Shug. Okay, the people at home can feel that moment.
A little sweat just trickling off the ground.
I can see that happening.
This thing is packed full. It was this a full gram?
It's a full gram. They don't fuck around.
They don't fuck. That's got to be over a gram. That is fucking delicious. It really is.
Their guava jelly and even their tropic truffle. Ugh.
Yeah, that guava jelly won awards, didn't it?
Did it? I don't stay up with the times.
Oh, I think it did.
I smoked it last week and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's delicious. We quenched our thirst this week. Not with our normal segment, Bitch Beer of the Week. I didn't want to look like a bitch to someone I didn't know who's rapping some hard lyrics, calling motherfuckers out, especially on I Don't Hear Y'all. That's like a straight up diss track, Shug. I feel bad for that tiny dick motherfucker you talking about. Anyway, so I hear this song and I don't want to be like, do you want a seltzer? Like, I don't need to be track 3 in the next album. I said, fuck Bitch Beer this week. And we went with Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Delicious.
Yeah. On ice, mixed with Canada Dry ginger ale. Exactly. So no bitch beers here this week. But if you're following at home, that's only twice we've walked away from the bitch beers, right? We went pumpkin session once. Now this is the second time.
I still feel like the pumpkin session is still a bitch beer.
It was pretty damn dark.
It was pretty damn dark.
And there was no soda water involved, which was really like the test there.
No, maybe all the pumpkin spice shit has ruined me for...
Maybe.
Yeah, because I don't. It's I'm basic not good as fuck. When you put it in beer.
I love me some pumpkin spice.
But
okay, yeah, right. Okay, pumpkin spice latte. Will you get high and fucking that will quench that thirst, won't it? I'm the same way.
I don't know. I don't know.
Justin, I'm gonna buy you one this year. No, it's delicious.
It reminds me of Christmas.
It does. It does taste like holiday. I don't know how they did it.
I love Christmas.
It's chemical flavor holiday. Because they conditioned you with having it around seasonal.
Wow, that's the first time you've called me sheeple in like 5 seconds. You son of a bitch. This Freddy's is also, it ain't running. They're not canoe makers. This is delicious.
Thanks, Freddy's.
Yeah, thank you once again.
Shout out. That's actually Macklemore's brothers, I think.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think it's Macklemore's brothers.
Well, Freddy Moore.
Something. Yeah, I don't know no names. I just know somebody told me that. I was like, what?
Okay, so I will say, I saw very few white people. I'm not calling out Macklemore's brother like he has to be a white person. But I saw nothing but brothers there. One of them had like an eye issue, kind of looked like Bismarcky with an eye thing going on. And one had the most beautiful dreadlocks I've ever seen. I wanted to go touch them, and that's not something I normally feel attracted to, like...
And I wouldn't recommend that.
No, exactly. So, you know, my instincts say don't do it, but still, I just was, like, fantasizing. They're, like, look this big around, like, the size of a Coke can. It was fucking amazing. Anyway, so, if that's one of Macklemore's brothers, it was cool to, like, fantasize about stroking you off on the fucking dreads. But your shit's hell. Yeah, anyway, I'm trying to move on from that one.
Bounce back.
Come right back. Let's see, what else? I'm so excited to have a guest.
Yeah.
And getting liquor drunk feels a lot better than malt liquor, I'll tell you what. Justin, you got some questions?
Yeah,
it looks like you have some prepared speech over there. What's going on?
So, you work in an interesting part of the industry, because you work on the retail side, right? So, do you have any, memorable customers? Or experiences that are your favorite?
Yo.
Best of the best or worst of the worst?
Okay. So I got this story. This shit was crazy. So, where I park at, I'm kind of like below the store, right? Right behind Willie's, right there.
Okay.
Right by Willie's. And as I'm sure everybody knows, we have a very, I gotta be careful with my words here, we have a very diverse clientele across the street.
Okay.
Exactly.
That little hotel.
The Chinook?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all know about the Chinook?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting in my car one day, and I see this gentleman. He's coming to the backside of our building. And I'm down there, I'm smoking a cigarette. And I see him, and he's got conspicuous body language. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there, I'm like, what is this guy fucking doing? And this is before we had a fence put up. And I see we got some chairs back there, some wood, kind of a bunch of bullshit, but some kind of like a nice fold-down chair. I see him grab this fucking chair, and he kind of starts to look around. So, like, me, I used to be a corrections officer, so, like, I see shit, and people aren't supposed to do it. I tell him, so I get out of my car, I'm like, hey, man.
All right. First, you give him that symbol. Put
the fucking chair back, man. Yeah. So, this dude, we got this huge propane tank sitting in the back of the store. This motherfucker takes the chair to where, if this is a propane tank, it's touching the back of it.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, he sits down, he pulls out a cigarette, and I'm like, oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Damn.
What does this motherfucker do? He starts to light up with his back touching our propane tank. I get out, I'm like, you can't do that, bro! You're gonna blow us all up right now! He's like, what?
What?
Fucking 2 days later, in that same fucking spot, saw a dude pissing, had his dick out and everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Back of our fucking building. I get out, I'm like, man! He's like, got his dick in his hand, all startled and shit. I'm like, you can't do that!
Yeah, it's so hard to quit
He's
being,
like, whoa, dude. Goes back across the street. I'm like,
wow.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
You know. I can't really say they were my customers, but I've definitely had some experiences.
So I'm glad you got a fence now. That's the moral of that story.
Yeah, we got a fence.
Got a fucking fence.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Crazy. Yeah.
That shit was crazy. I've seen three dicks since I've been working.
Wow.
Got three dudes Jesus fucking pissing Christ. On the back side of the shit.
That's weird. That's like a natural piss spot for people. That, you know? How it attracts that demographic.
Well, I think Willie pissed off some people. I don't know what's going on.
Right. One man's vendetta.
Yeah, dude. It's just like all the homeless people get pissed. They just come out there. We had somebody busted out some windows out there. Like, it's been actually getting, like, sorry, but Port Angeles has been getting kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Over the years, when you think about it, like, me growing up, I remember as a kid, I used to live on East 9th Street. And I could walk with the neighbor boy, but I was in first and second grade. And we would walk all the way up to Franklin. Now, that's like 6-7 blocks.
Yeah.
Now, when I think about my child, my daughter, who's 10 years old now, walking, even close to, no, hell no.
Yeah.
It's not even a possibility anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I would never feel safe.
It's strange to see what's happened to PA. You know, it died in the late 90s, and then it felt like it was coming back.
Yeah.
Like, we had given it to the artists, kind of like Port Townsend did, and it created a renaissance, and there's stuff coming back, but it's weird to see, you know, as, like, more houses are built and more people come here, the problems of a society, like, follow. And you're right, it was small enough to where you had Crazy Leonard and two other homeless people.
Yeah.
And, like, that's who you knew as the vagrants, you know? And they were characters to you. You almost cared about them in a way. But now it's a lot different out there, for sure. They're putting fences around fucking bells out there.
Yeah.
And the courthouse, there's people falling asleep at the courthouse lawn. And I don't know. It's just weird.
When they got fucking needles in the fucking playgrounds, man. Like, that's where I'm like, okay, we need to start looking into what we can do as a community. Because that's not okay. That's not okay in any fucking universe. That's not okay in any state. That is not okay. And what's even worse about it is, when it all comes to it, every fucking addict is like a sad child, man. They're either, there's some kind of mental something going on, or they've got a trauma that they just haven't dealt with. You know what I mean?
So absolutely. It's like,
they're trying to medicate themselves.
No one grows up says, I want to be an addict when I grow
Never.
Up. Never.
Dude, addicts are the most miserable motherfuckers you're ever going to meet, man. And they know they're miserable.
Yeah.
That's why they're addicts.
Yeah, I was watching this TV show the other day, and there was a guy who was hooked on heroin, and it was talking about how he would pretty much do anything for his addiction, and all day, every day, he was just looking for his next hit, and I'm like, man, that's got to be a hard life. you know?
Exhausting.
Yeah.
It's just...
exhausting.
Well, I know in your song, It's Okay, you do talk about, you know, meth use and the fact that the drugs are in this area. And, you know, I was 13, 14 years old when meth first hit the street as crank. And I watched all my friends from smoking weed one summer to then September being meth heads, you know? And just like that lifestyle, yeah, we instantly try to jump in as, you know, as we embrace that alternative culture, like Nirvana Nevermind and Jeremy 10 was out, you know, and being a youth, a Gen Xer, it was really like a rite of passage. So I know that if we don't have a sense of community, if we don't give these kids something to do and something to aspire towards, you know, I knew that I was certainly lost in this town and I turned to drugs real quick.
Oh yeah.
You know, but.
Oh yeah. I've had more friends graduate rehab than college.
Yeah, that's a true fucking statement.
Flat out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not... I wish I could say that that's some kind of cute, like, oh, shit. No, that's just
that's a far cool fact. Yeah.
That's the reality of it.
For lots of us.
I'm one of those motherfuckers. I've gone to college twice, and guess what? I graduated rehab, not college.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not hating on anybody, because I fit that same dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's not a problem. It's just, it's a fact of life. You know?
Yeah. It's true that if you're middle class or poor in this area, you will have a rough time.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you can find happiness within this area. And that's what you said, like, I fucking hated this town. As soon as I fucking graduated high school, I started working as a dishwasher in national parks. Wyoming, Michigan, California, Lake Crescent. Yeah, it was a good life. It was all the fun of college with, like, none of the education. Plus, you know, I had this place in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I lived on the top of, like, an attic, and I had this window. And I had the peak of the Grand Teton, like, this much, you know?
Oh,
and I used
cool.
to wake up every day and go, there's people in that town that pay $1 million an acre for that view. And I got it for $7.50 a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then my grandmother was feeling ill in 2006, I believe. And I thought, fuck, all right. My mom's crying every Christmas. I might as well go home one summer. Fucking, it just hooked me right back in.
Dude,
started dumping in guts without rubbers. And I started having kids out of wedlock. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm back in PA.
No.
You know, but then
you
I realized.
Anchor.
Well, I realized the beauty of the forest of the California Redwoods. Olympic National Park's pretty beautiful, you know?
Yeah,
and like you said, you know, you can be at the ocean and on snow within a 4-hour drive.
It's crazy.
Not a problem.
It's crazy.
You know, it's a crazy, beautiful thing. The mm-hmm. fishing's here, the nature's there, and if you can survive the cloudiness of the winter, you know, it's a beautiful place to raise children on some level. But you got to protect yourself from crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
As we say, as one joint dies, another one must be lit.
Yeah.
That is the High 502 way. Pardon me. What I did is I went for a tier one producer processor
Ooh.
Today. Yeah.
Okay.
Real small batch. Okay. Located in Port Townsend, Washington. So it's real local. Okay.
Nice.
This is Sacred Farms and this is their Jelly Breath. And Sacred Farms, that Jelly Breath is a cross of Mendo Breath and Do-Si-Do. Okay, and they had a shitload of purple punch crosses. I just opened that, so I'll let you get a nose on that. So tier one, that's like up to what, 5,000 square feet or 3,000? Maybe it's 10,
but that's
not a lot. I mean, not a lot. You can max out rooms and stuff, but I can tell that their shit, if you go on the website, they got, of course, they got that Instagram handle, but their website's really nice, and it tells you all about their strains except Jelly Breath. Unfortunately.
That always happens
so,
to you.
It looks like it's rock hard nugget like the Do-Si-Do and it kind of smells like the Mendo Breath. So
it looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Smell, it's like a light sweetness.
Yeah.
It's really
it's not bad
pleasant.
At all. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm such a huge fan of like aesthetically pleasing buds. You know what I mean? Like there's so much good weed in the world. I want to smoke something that I like how it looks, I like how it tastes, I like how it smells, and I like how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love smoking that nugget where it's hard to break it apart. Where you just hold it in your hand, you go...
You're like, you don't want,
baby.
You take
crime.
20 pictures beforehand from all
different
angles because you're like, I want to remember this one. This one was different.
And you know, if a tier one can make it, being a small farm like that, doing small craft small batch cannabis, more power to you. You know, they just started voting on a craft. They're trying to make cannabis like craft beer, okay? So, and what that means is they were trying to take tier one and tier twos, you know, the smaller players in the game, and be able to have like a tasting room or be able to sell out the back door, for example, their products directly to the consumer. So it'll be a little bit different for those farms. And they're trying to separate it from tobacco and make it more like craft beer as far as the appreciation of the different phenotypes and strains and stuff like that. And that farm trying to get Landrace strains. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And it's kind of creating some traction, you know, in the Senate. I don't think there's very many people at this. It goes from the Senate to the House to the governor's desk. So in the preliminary talks, it looked like it was like it had some. It could pass, basically, is what I'm trying to say smartly.
Fucking hell.
But there was one bill there that was fucking hella scary.
Which was?
And that was Senate Bill 6393. This, tonight, on Clocks News. I'm here tonight with Senate Bill 6393. And what this did is this bill, I'm going to be honest with you, I saw the live stream of it, and it is being pumped by union grocery workers. The UFCW 21 is this specific local lobbyist group that's trying to push this bill through, and it singles out cannabis. And what it would do, it would create a point system. And this point system, to be honest, it sounds really awesome. There was a lot of testimony for it from people that have been treated poorly in the cannabis industry. So you're a bud tender, and right now I don't know if you have health insurance and 401k and vacation time. Probably none of us really do at this point. There's only been a few collective bargaining agreements between just a couple stores, Uncle Ike's and Have a Heart. Those locations have, one of them is the UFCW 21, the Have a Heart, and they did it last year. So now this year comes around, and you can kind of tell. The people testifying were grocery store workers with yellow shirts on, not cannabis employees, but citizens of that coalition.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like, okay, like, that's like me going to the fucking truckers union and saying, oh, you should pass this trucker bill. You don't fucking know anything, right? So it was really, like, weird that that was the predominant people there for it, people who don't work in cannabis. And so the point system, I'm going to go look it up real quick. The point system, basically, you need to have 100 points in order for them to renew your license as a retailer and my license as a producer processor.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Shit. 5 points if you have certain things. The major one, guess what? 70 points if you have a collective bargaining agreement through a union. 70 points. Damn. Okay. And you know what the tricky thing is I'm being told that if you do everything else on the list, you will be at 90 points, which means you have to have that 70 point system in place that in order to even be considered. Sexual harassment, time off, FMLA. There was a lot of good things to these points, but knowing that that was the number one item was the 70-point system.
That's crazy.
That's like,
it's a
fucking
standard.
Scary. Yeah, it's super scary. And so, you know.
That's fucked up.
I let the jelly breath go out. Let's while I relight
that's
it.
Sticky shit too. By the way.
Oh
that's
yeah.
Getting, it's nice.
Let's get my lips resonated as well.
I gotta be careful with it a little bit. Yeah. Like, that's some sticky stuff.
It went out. I just camped on it a little.
Hey, we got any more Jameson?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Shook's thirsty. I'll fucking feed that all night. There you go. Is that for you?
Oh, thank you,
you want some more ice in that?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
I would not mind.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Such a gentleman.
Oh, absolutely.
And I gotta say, y'all, this is so dope. Anytime y'all want me back, I'm gonna be back here. Like, this is fucking dope.
Oh, that makes me feel good, yeah, Shook.
And I've been sharing y'all shit a couple times leading up to this shit, telling people to try to come and follow y'all, support that local shit.
Oh, I know. We got a bump that day you first posted it, too. We were super stoked about that.
That was really cool.
God damn it. What was that? Oh, this bill. No, so, so basically, like I said, this was like the first of many steps, but just the fact that they singled out cannabis, take out cannabis and put any other industry, restaurant workers, hospitals, you know, other industries, I would think it would face major backlash,
absolutely,
you know,
dude.
And we already have the right, I think at 50 employees, to unionize on our own. It's already a right given to us, you know? So
would you automatically have those 70 points if you just unionized on your own?
Well, you know, I'm no senator or anything, but the verbiage in it said union from like a bona fide. So if we privately did it with them, if we became a union, I don't fucking know how we do that, right? But either way, there's weird attacks on cannabis. And also the concentrate thing, the 10% thing, dude, Justin.
That's fucking crazy.
What's up with that?
Okay, so that's, there's, I don't think that there's any way that they can do that. That's going to be 40% of the state's revenue. There's
gone.
No, there's no way. But then
it's going to take a huge hit.
That's what everybody said around the flavor ban. And then all of a sudden,
which is over on February 8th.
Hey, man.
What up?
Thank the Lord.
And what's sad, though, is that they put so many people through hell just to go like, oh, fuck, yeah, you guys are right. Never mind. Never mind, guys. We're going to take it all the way to fuck out. We, yeah, you're right. We looked, and we actually can't find any proof to validate any of this, even though we've got all this proof about cigarettes and alcohol, but we've never once outlawed that. Not
well, those,
once.
Those are God, grandfathered in.
It's just fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
You know, eventually I think weed will get God, grandfathered in as well. I keep wanting to say godfather.
Yeah, godfathered in.
Yeah, this is a good joint.
Yo, y'all, the jelly breath has gone out again.
Damn.
I was hitting this thing. It is so sticky.
It's sticky as
it's so fucking sticky. I might have to knife hit this shit after the show. I'm sorry. That got... Boom. you know when weed's so good it won't light? Okay, fuck it. Move on to the next one. What you got for me, baby?
I have some purple train wreck from Florigen here.
Florigen Farms.
We've had them on the show before.
We have.
You know, this is going to be delicious. I smelled it right before I rolled it up.
Well, what you got? Purple train wreck? Is that what you said? Sir. Okay. Terpenes at 2.5%. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. They put some terpene profile. And that's that three label farm, right?
Yes.
We determined that has like,
yeah,
we have
Columbia something. And Florigen and Cannasol.
Oh, yeah. Smell that purple train wreck. It smells delicious.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that
smells like a fresh garden.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Mm. Good Lord. So yeah, that's fresh terps right there. Mmm. Mmm.
Ooh, and it's really delicious. Green certified.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that's over at the shop, I picked this up at Cedar Greens as well.
Damn.
But they got a lot of stuff that's certified green now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the hot trend right now?
Yeah.
Well, with vape gate and everything, duh.
Yeah,
people want to know their weed's clean. Mm-hmm. You know, it just sucks the tests are so expensive. I would love to be able to have a full spectrum test with every pesticide and heavy metal known to man on every test.
Of course.
Right? But now we have to pick and choose, so it's, I don't know. It's just too damn expensive.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get the labs on track and have the labs be consistent.
Mm.
Okay. It's going to get a lot more scientific.
That's guaranteed.
Nice. Oh, absolutely. How's this? Is this
that's
good?
That's really tasty.
Especially
I like
if you can only do 10%, you know? That's gonna be fucking crazy.
That's
man.
Fucking horseshit. At that moment, all they're doing is pushing people right back into the black market.
Oh,
all that
yeah.
shit they want to avoid, all that shit is gonna make people sick. Well, you know what? We're gonna just go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
That's what the pendulum does.
It said that illegal concentrates have led to 57 deaths because of the vitamin E.
The acetate, bullshit.
But those are illegal concentrates. They're not regulated, right? How would that pass a test? If it's illegal, it's got to be like black market. Mm-hmm. So they're taking that and throwing it onto the recreational market.
It's not good.
And now it's just, it's all the group and everything together.
Yep. It's not okay at all, bro.
It's just like when they do the same thing though with legal gun owners, man.
Yeah.
They try to punish the people who aren't fucking the shit up.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a whole nother.
No, but you're right. There's just some fucked up shit
going
on
right
now.
And
to single out certain things at certain times, it's scary. So that's all I had today. Keep walking. I already wrote all my senators on this, my representatives. There's a thing on the link that says, oh, you've watched the video. Would you like to respond to your representatives? And I clicked all three of those guys, and I was like, do not do this.
Yeah.
I encourage you to check the facts, you know? So we'll see. I changed the world, basically.
The more you
saying.
Know.
Check the facts
more
before
you, know.
You whoop that ass.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know what you're what your rights are as a cannabis consumer, too, yeah. You know? Because, I mean, it's still got that stigma on it.
Well, know? just like Vapegate. One day you can buy your vapes, next day you fucking couldn't.
Yep. And that happened quick. Quickly. That.
Man.
Very quickly.
Now, how you think people are going to respond to that? Shug, you're a bud tender. You getting ready to slap that shit back on the shelves? You think people are going to be super scared?
After everything that I just fucking had to go through with getting returns back, like, that's the biggest pain in the fucking ass. Like, okay, so for us, like, especially for me, like, brand new store, right? We already a brand new store, and that comes with its own motherfucking challenges by itself. And so then now on top of that, we're having to do a gang of return, like, literally nobody would be returning ever that much shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? In 2 years' time, even. And so we're doing, like, 2 years' worth of returns in a fucking a short amount of time in order to stay compliant with the LCB.
Right.
It's just, man, a bunch of gangsters.
All those manifests, all those. Dude, and, you know, it's nobody's fault. It ain't your fault. No. It ain't the farm's fault.
No.
You know, so you're like,
they're the ones fucking paying for it.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I know, man.
I know.
They're the ones fucking paying for it. It's a system. It's literally...
That's what I'm saying. It seems like some of these things, like Vapegate, boom, farms go down, right? Big boys remain.
Yep.
Okay, point system, boom, farms go down, big boys remain, right?
Yeah.
That is kind of what it feels like. They're going, wham, wham. Oh, you're successful. You run a $2 million company. Wham, you know? Now you got all this other shit. You know, like, we're a farm, but we pay all the water taxes that a farm doesn't. We pay all these rights that a farm doesn't have to. If we were considered agriculture, the game would be a lot different. But we pay like we're a regular city business. That's not very fair, but we comply with it. Now I got to have 401k for a 32-hour weekend employee, like, for harvest. Like, that increased my outdoor harvest by $15,000. Like,
not to mention, you know, the percentage right now already, the markup that it already fucking is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's absolutely insane.
Instead of you getting a fair price and me getting a fair price, I got to sell it hella cheap, and you got to sell it at three times the amount to make your money back. It's like, oh, that's fucking sucks. Or you be like those shyster people that make one penny off of the bags they sell, right? And try to cut the market out, you know? But that's why there's different products at different stores.
Yep.
And that's why you have your own niche market, and you sell what you sell. What's the number one thing you think you sell out of Florida? It's like pre-rolls, edibles, flower.
It's most definitely flower for sure. But I will say, like, that flower and concentrate are neck and neck. You know what I mean? I would say the only reason that flower tips the scale is because it's got pre-rolls on its side. Because how I compute everything, you know what I mean? Like, when I do the ordering, like, I try to plan it out. Like, okay, percentage-wise, here's how much last month in flower we sold percentage-wise. Okay, well, then this month with my budget, this percentage of my budget is going to go to getting good flour. You know what I mean? So it's been like, again, it's hard to juggle with a new business, but it's been like a very reactionary and trying to project what you think will sell, what you know is good, you know? Like, we've all been in this, well, I know everybody, at least in this room, we've been smoking for how long now? So we've got different farms that we love, you know what I mean? And so, like, I want to start bringing in some stuff that, you know, Floyd's doesn't have. And then even Floyd's has introduced me to shit I never had fucked with before. Burnwell, Freya Farms, you know what I mean? Like, I'd never had those farms up until I started working out there. So it's like, it's so fun, though. Like, this industry, people don't understand, is it so competitive, but it's also so fun. Like, I feel blessed to have the job that I have. Like, I wake up and I love my life every day. Man, my worst day as a manager at a pot shop is nothing compared to, like, my best day in prison. You know what I mean? I don't even trip. Yeah. Like, it's awesome.
I love that perspective, too, because it's hard fucking work in this game. This hustle still got it.
I sat on it, too, though.
Oh, don't you even worry. This is the perfect opportunity to get paid 2 more cents, buddy. What are we at right now? 404?
Yes.
Is that on our long journey?
It is 404.
March 20th. 320 is our 1 year anniversary. You know we got to do something big on that shit. But so let's get paid, baby. Okay? We're going to roll one more up with our special guest, Shug. And stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And we're back. Hey, thanks so much for sticking with us. We really appreciate the support. Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We just really love you guys, Washingtonians. For the first time ever in High 502 history, we had a guest lighter of that fucking J. Shug, what the fuck we smoking?
Man, I'm really glad you asked again. We're smoking Seattle Marijuana Company Shatter J. It's actually an infused pre-roll with shatter on the inside.
Oh, shit!
And this shit, I promise you, you're gonna like it.
Oh, let me check that packaging out. That's really nice. That's a really nice bottle.
This one's the original, so it doesn't have any flavors, but they got crazy flavors. They got cotton candy. They got bubblegum, tangerine, watermelon. Fucking
okay.
You name it. They got shit. This one's just the original.
Damn. Have you ever seen this product before? Nope. New product alert. Seattle Marijuana Company Shatter J. And what does it say? It has 30% THC in it. So it's a fucking heavy hitter.
Where can we find this product?
So, I'm actually glad you asked. You can find this located at your local Floyd's here in Port Angeles.
Floyd's! Shout out to Floyd's PA!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, so, like, my boss hit me up. She was actually somewhere on the I-5 corridor. All of a sudden, she hit me with a picture and said, find this company. I bought one of their joints in the fucking fire. So, I did some research, took a couple hours, found that fucking company, got a hold of them, got it, tried some samples, and holy shit, man, I get in an order of these guys, and they're gone within 2 to 3 days.
Oh, God, that tastes fucking nice. Good.
Just pushing weight.
Yeah.
Mm. Love it every time.
How would you describe the OG flavor? Because it tastes like, it kind of has a shatterish flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? But
to me, it tastes a little creamy.
Creamy?
Just a little creamy.
Like creamsicle almost or some shit? Like a cream soda?
It's at the end. It's like a finishing note. Like when you're done,
yes.
It's just sitting on your tongue, you're kind of like, what is that?
It's a thick smoke.
Yeah, it's
delicious.
It's fucking delicious.
Great, Shug. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Listen, we want to support local. We smoke local. We listen local. And your album's good as fuck. I'm not even just saying that since you're sitting right in front of my face. As you know, I've been listening to it for 4 days straight, bumping that shit in my Ford Exploder. And, you know,
the shit hits hard,
dude, on that Sony Explode. I'm not lying to you. Tell me where them beats come from. Where they come? Who mix that shit?
So, I find beats from everywhere I can. Because I like a good array. I don't want it to ever sound like my shit's coming from the same person too often. I've got a track, Let the Beat Go, with 206 Assassin. He's a shout out 206 Assassin. He's an OG cat out of Seattle. Actually, a local cat, KG. I think he's called a KO8 Beats. He actually did the track. He's this kid I actually like went to the middle school with or some shit.
Wow.
And so like we don't even grow up like hanging out or nothing like that. You know, but he just did beats or whatever. And so I asked him, I was like, yo, dude, just send me some fucking beats. And I heard this one beat, and it's like, it's so hard to describe, but like when I write, a beat tells me exactly what the song's supposed to be about. You know what I mean? Like I never go in and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna write a song about pop.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Okay, now let me pick a beat about my pot song. Like, no, you listen to a beat, and then all of a sudden the beat, hey, shout out Rectify, Fairwinds, hey.
Yeah!
Oh, I look up, I'm like, oh, shit, those suppositories right there.
Oh, yeah, that's our most popular episodes.
Butt nugs.
Yeah, butt nugs. They're fucking great, man. Yeah. They're great. I'm not even joking. It's all good.
It's a throwback to two episodes ago.
That's probably how you find that beat. Like, just boom, what is that?
Yeah.
And then you focus on that shit,
up,
right?
Straight up. And all of a sudden, you know exactly what to say. And so for me, like, I find beats from everywhere I can. Like, if I can source local, I will. You know what I mean? But I also, like, I have to love the beat. If I'm going to give you money, my hard-earned money, I better love this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it has to tell a story every time.
Oh, it's great. I think you've spent your money wisely, especially on that Let That Beat Go. As I was telling you on break, that as soon as I turned that on, it reminded me of that Sade beat, and I was just like, this is music to fuck to, Shug. What are you doing? I'm in my car. I can't have that. So good, man. And listen, like I said, alluded to earlier, I don't hear y'all. Holy shit, Shug. This is a small fucking town. You talking about auto-tune motherfuckers, fucking up on stage, tiny dicks, and stealing a man's woman. I don't even, that's some shit right there. This sounds like 18,000 on a good day. You really, truly don't give a fuck what you write about, is what I'm feeling about this track right there.
So what I will say is, like, one, I try to keep a lot of positive energy in my world, you know what I'm talking about, but at the same time, I'm one of the most blunt motherfuckers that you're ever going to meet. Like, I firmly believe that an ugly truth is better than a beautiful lie. Therefore, if I have to speak the truth and it hurts a feeling or two, I don't give a fuck, because that's my truth. It may not be your truth, and it may not be your truth or their truth, and that's okay. We all live our own truths on this planet, but in my truths, when I speak it, I mean it.
True.
You're not gonna hear me say shit and then me back down. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been the type to understand that type of personality. When somebody would say something, they'd be like, "Oh man, this motherfucker over here," and then that motherfucker walks in the room and they're like, "Hey, what's up?"
I'm like, "Two-faced as shit.
How does that? How are you comfortable with that?"
I'm the guy that's like, "Hey, he was just talking shit about you a minute ago."
That's my whole point. That's how it's supposed to be.
Just say it out.
Yeah. You don't like, if people don't like me, I'm okay with that. But just fucking say you don't like me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't expect to be everybody's cup of tea. That's okay. But don't fucking pretend shit. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, I believe in being your most authentic self, if at all possible, on this planet. And I know for some people that's harder than others. But for me, that's the only way that you can survive.
Damn, true. You know? Well, I know you be answering a lot of questions and telling people straight up in that track. So that's what I was fucking loving about that. I was like, yo, this small town, you know, you see people at fucking Safeway, and then again at the pool and shit. You're just like, fuck it, you know? Because there's a lot of fakers out there that would, you know, wish for your demise, but smile to your face.
The people I reference, like, you know, I never go out of my way to be a disrespectful fuck, you know? Like, I don't start problems, but, like, I promise you, if you bring it, I'll finish it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. Like, not even a little bit. Like, I don't care. Like, after being a CEO, I know what it's like to walk in and be the most hated person in the room. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You don't hurt my feelings. I sleep really good at night on my pillow. You know what I mean? Like opinions, when people have an opinion of you, it's only worth when you put it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like there, in order for me to really enjoy your opinion, I got to make sure your morals sit with mine. I will not respect your opinion if I feel like your morals are less than mine.
Sure.
And I grew up like old school, where my grandpa helped raise me. I had an auntie help raise me along with my mom, and you know, there was a lot of elements to it where I had that old school, no one's gonna give you shit.
Right.
Like, you gotta go out and get it, and you need to be respectful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and don't take no shit.
Exactly.
And, you know, so like, it, for me, I know that my type of personality is not necessarily the easiest, but when you listen to my music, how you hear it, that's how I am. When you hang out with me, you're gonna get what you're gonna get. I won't fake shit with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
I love that real shit. That's so dope.
How long were you a CEO?
4 years.
Wow.
4 years. I actually got Officer of the Year the same year my mom passed.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Shout out to your mother.
Shout out.
To hear that.
Salute. Well, I gotta be honest, I'm feeling that fucking joint you're passing around.
Bro,
that Shatter J is fucking delicious.
It is.
That, you know, so far, 2020, joint of the year.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll have to come down to Floyd's, check that shit out.
Well, shit. Make sure you come in the 2 days they're available, apparently.
Yeah.
Fucking Floyd's, let's get some more. Yeah. That's what I gotta say.
I got a big order coming in. Don't worry about it. February's gonna be stocked.
Okay, good.
I can't give shit away, but February shit's gonna be popping at Floyd's.
Okay, that's what we
like
to hear.
Floyd's in February, before and after.
Yeah,
I love how you're smoking that Shatter J like right down to the filter. That's how we do it, baby. That's how good that shit is. You know, I went to Floyd's as well, and I picked up a farm from Benton City, Washington, a tier 2 producer processor. These fucking people have got a crazy angle on this rec market, you know? The conglomerate that is hybrid weed and juicy fruity strains. These people said, no, we want to take a different approach to growing cannabis. I highly recommend you go to their 2 Instagram pages. I don't know why you would have 2. Maybe as a burner or a backup. I'm not versed. I'm almost 40. I don't fucking know. But they do land race. They do pure sativas. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those buds, no one else will grow because of the style and the way they grow. Yeah. But their effects are so legendary.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That it fueled the desire to cross their phenotypes with other things to create the hybrids we know. Mm-hmm. What we're about to smoke is Ethiopian banana. It looks like a CBD-THC 1-to-1 ratio here going on. So I'm really looking forward to it. The only drawback is, look at Justin, yet another unsealed joint tube. You know, here at Dive 502, we kind of poo-poo on the unsealed thing because while we trust farms, anybody could have done that at any point to my shit. Yeah, you know? Sure. So that's
replaced
why they
replaced it with a different joint.
Exactly. This could be banana Ethiopian. Okay, let's spark this shit up. But either way, you know what the other thing? If you watch this 8-minute video of the grower, I forget his name. His first name was John, for this Kiona Farms. he you can tell he really cares about the basic genetics of cannabis.
Yeah.
And his farm does something different with their flowering gardens. They don't pull weeds. They plant beneficial weeds and put beneficial insects in their garden. Damn. So it's like, it's got like marigolds and dandelions and fucking sweet peas growing
so
with the weed.
That's like actually some of the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's not only, that's also being efficient. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot in that little space naturally as it would be. Like, that's like kind of like recreating so his natural space.
He puts it so perfectly. He says somewhere in the video, he goes, I want to build an ecology there, not a micro, a single unit source. I forget the word he uses, like a micro culture where it's one thing grown. He says, I want to create an ecology with my garden. That way everything's helping anything. And these bugs can continue to feed on pollen when the bugs aren't present, the predatory mites. So, like, he's even thinking about
them
for the
crazy,
long haul.
Man.
Yeah, it's so
that's
sick. You know, and his buds look a little weird and they're a little different, right? They do, because you're used to seeing just certain parts of this Ethiopian banana, not the tall foxtails and the other things that breeders have pulled away from in this. You know, like you said earlier, you love to look at a nugget. If it looks fucked up, you're like, nah.
You second guess it.
It is like this.
Oh, yeah. It's this mentality we've been trained to kind of like look at it and be like, yo, bro, that's swag, bro. I'm not.
No, this was a decent two-pack. I think it had $8 left or $9, and it was like, yo, let's just roll with this shit. Fuck it. Even though I knew it was in high THC.
It's kind of spicy.
Yeah, it does, right? Bit,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's got a little spice to it. Like a.
It burns a little.
Like a little peppery.
A little peppery.
Yeah.
She said it, Clock.
She said peppery. Pepper muffin. Okay, well, it's, you know what? It's not the weed's fault, you know? You know what I'm saying? But you say you sell a shitload of these, right? The things you get. People love them, right?
People love it. Mm-hmm. I think that honestly, like, because I think everybody here and most people who are listening can agree that, like, marijuana truly is still, it's a medicine. Even when people are smoking at recreation. The reason I smoke at recreation is because I'm not going to go pay for a fucking medical license when I can just still fucking buy it recreational. Now, I know that there are different levels, especially when you get this medical, but it's like, why? You know what I mean? I personally won't. And, I just got, I hit that wall. So this entire time, leading up into this, I was like, yo, I hope I don't hit that wall when like, I'm talking and I just fucking forget what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah, it happens.
Welcome to the High 502.
Yo, what was he talking about?
The train got derailed.
God damn it.
No. You're trying to
get
us.
There.
We're high as shit. We're just like, oh God, what was he talking about?
Oh, God. All week I was like, okay, I'm gonna start dabbing a little bit. I'm not gonna fucking get derailed. I'm like, I'm gonna remember everything I'm talking about. And all of a sudden it was just like, bam, hit the wall. Like, oh, what the fuck was I just talking about?
We were talking about just weed and the strains and
I
the effects and the medicine. The medicinal benefits.
Boom,
baby.
So the, I'm sorry. Continue with what you were talking about, and then I will ask a question after.
All I was really saying is that whether you have that license or whether you do it recreational, a lot of us are still using it for its medical benefits. And I feel like when you truly need it, that's why people are so attracted to it, is because when you truly need it, it's working. I've had a lot of people, especially with this Ethiopian banana. We had another one called Dread Bread, and then Old School Mendo. Old Mendo.
Oh, Big Sur, Old Big Sur, maybe? Or something.
I don't know like that, yeah. But all I know is we had people coming in, and as soon as they bought it, they came back ASAP, and they're like, no, dude, I have this, this, and this, and it helps so much with these different things, and I haven't experienced that kind of...
Wow.
And so it's, like, actually been cool. That's because sick. You don't hear... A lot of times I have people come in, and they're like, oh, man, this shit's hella dang, this shit's super good, this shit... But then to have people come in and be like, no, dude, I've got this, this, and this, and I found that it actually helped with this, or it helped, you know, kind of regulate this, or it took the peaks and the valleys, and it made it not so sharp. You know, right. I'm like, fuck, this is why we do this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is because we all, at least for myself, and I think, again, speaking for a lot of people, for everybody, it does something for you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It has purpose in all
mind,
of our
body,
lives.
Soul. It does something for each and every body. It's just how it does for you differently. You know, some people prefer edibles. Some people prefer drinks. Some people tinctures. Some people dabs. But either way, the fact of the matter is, we're all here around this beautiful microphone sipping this shit because of this beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a beautiful moment, brings people together. Man.
It does. We still have such a great sense of community.
You know,
and I feel like we have purpose.
What's funny is you can always sniff the stoners out too. You're the one person in this whole room that's got like a ton of munchies all the time.
Hey, you had a question. Think about laser focus.
She started talking about. She mentioned the medical, right? So I was reading the. You know, the 10% concentrate ban, if that's what they're trying to pass, right? Mm-hmm. So they're trying to slash everything down to 10% unless it's medical, right? But most medical patients that I know still shop at recreational shops. Right. So are there any straight medical shops on the peninsula still?
I think a store can be certified.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So...
I know that, because like Floyd's, we have the opportunity, we have the plan at our store to get it to where we can make people's medical cards and then bring us in the paperwork and shit. Wow. But it's a whole process, so before we put our whole head out the window and say, yeah, we can do this shit, we want to do it all and completely. Mm-hmm. And again, with being a brand new store, we haven't been open, we've only been open since like August 14th, some shit like that. Wow. So like... Right now, first you gotta learn to walk. You know what I mean? Like you gotta walk get your foot in down, and then we start doing some tricky shit and start playing more with that medical. But like, that's actually funny as you say that because in the back of my head, that little conspiracy theorist is going like, they just want your fucking money. That's why they're gonna fucking pass this shit.
Well, that not only that, but there a lot of. Like, I think it was California was trying to pass a bill that you couldn't own a firearm if you had a medical marijuana card.
That is the big... You know what?
And that's California, probably another thing. You know, it's off. More gun control. That's my conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, to say if you smoke marijuana, you cannot own a firearm.
You can't protect yourself and you can't have a fucking right like every other fucking American.
Yeah,
like,
think
that's
how
bullshit.
Ridiculous. This shit's been a medicine for 5,000 years. And only in the last 100 and some years has it been considered a narcotic with no medicinal value. So if you take a look at this shit from far away, you think, this shit's stupid. Exactly.
Historically, this shit is the most... asinine argument that we're even having to battle, but I firmly believe we're in the middle of prohibition. It's weird that we're in the 20s, but we're in the middle of another prohibition. Mm-hmm. It's gonna go legal. It's just they're trying to figure out how to fuck everybody
real
quick.
How to make that money. Oh yeah. Think about it. That government weed's gonna be fucking 10%.
I fucking when I was going to dispensaries in Cali. Every dispensary you went to, the first thing you had to do was stand there and make, like, register in their system, right? So they're just registering all the stoners.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're getting everybody on the list. Like, okay, these are all the people who can't own guns or do this or do this.
That's what happened when I had gone to Canada. I think it was last year. It was before, it was a lot easier, but yet we went into the shop and you had to like register and say that you needed it for medical purposes, but you didn't have to have like a prescription. But I had to get a little fucking card and I had to put my name on it with a Sharpie and I had to be in a fucking system in order to buy weed. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, we were just excited because we're hungover, so I'm trying to buy weed. I don't give a fuck what I got.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me three fucking cards. I don't care. Yeah. I'll sign all three of those motherfuckers.
Been there.
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
$100, two drinks, you got it.
Yeah, got exactly. It. You know, oh, it's great. Yeah. It smells so good.
Let's put this out. We got to smoke some of this later.
Hey, you know, usually you be rolling up a joint, Justin. As one joint ends, another one begins. But you were gifted a gram from a farm. And what happened, Justin? Tell us your experience tonight on High 502. What's going on?
So, I was given this gram by somebody I'm not going to...
A bud tender friend.
Yeah, a bud tender friend. Right. And,
not named Shug, by the way.
No, not named Shug.
Exactly.
This was not me. This is not Didn't Floyd's.
And it looked brown on the bottom. Mm.
Okay, a little brown.
I don't. You know this, Clark. I just recently transitioned back into trim, so I have to like keep my eyes out for anything that can contaminate.
Quality
right?
control.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I noticed the brown, so I broke it open, and this mug's got mold down to the stem.
So this nug that you were given as a bud tender, this chocolate grape diesel from Leaf Chief Farms, you're telling me that you cracked it open and the shit was moldy.
Yep. So this is going to be the first time where we're not going to smoke something.
So pass that tray to Shug. Let her see the brown mold, the Botrytis rot, or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Either way, this is some bullshit products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're not smoking it, dog. I'm glad you decided not to roll one up. Yeah. I'm glad I got lighting in here.
Yeah.
So you can see that shit.
I'm glad that I didn't inhale any mold.
So you probably never see them on the store shelves, and God help you if you ever do, because the Leaf Chief gram that we were given is boof. And it gets two high 502 thumbs down. I bet, man, Tino was here to get a third.
Shug's not throwing this in no blunts, not once.
Yeah, exactly. Shug would not smoke this at a show. You know, if you gave her this blunt at the show,
I'd be offended.
Yeah, exactly. You probably make it on I Hear Y'all Too. Extended cut.
She gets Tino's vote. That's three.
She gets Tino's vote, so that's really sad. So let's, you know what? We're positive people here, even when we run people over with a bus.
Yeah,
we like to remember the good times with that person.
Hey, guys. Remember to grow quality. You guys will get there eventually. We'll see where it goes.
You know, it's all science. Some kids
maybe get a new grower.
Science.
Exactly.
Some kids, like, science was hard for me. That's why you don't see me growing weed. That's why I sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't good at science.
Let's talk about the good things that we smoked tonight, okay? Mm. Let's work our way from what I can remember, which is that Seattle Marijuana Company. Is that the name of it? Ooh. The Shatter J?
Yeah, that was delicious.
Woo! Yes. That's the one. That's the one. Go out and get that shit. We also hit Freddy's Fuego. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that fucking fatty-ass 1 gram sherbet something else, right?
Cinnamon sorbet.
That was delicious.
Justin, you brought us some Floor Gin. What strain was
it? That was the Purple train wreck.
Yeah, that shit was good. Yeah, the Small Batch Farm, Sacred Farms, this jelly breath.
Sticky as fuck.
Yeah, so fucking sticky. We all had that little shit on our teeth. You're like, oh, fuck, yeah. The joint went out. I had to press it. Yeah!
Gelato 33. By Fleek Leaf, which was really fire.
So
I liked
purple.
That one.
Yeah. So purple. And Leaf Chief.
And Leaf Chief.
Shit. The Jameson's hitting me kind of hard.
Yeah.
This is, I bought dabs as well.
Okay.
This weekend. We're going Burnwell Farms. Okay. Also super sustainable. Also Northwest grown. This is Ed Rosenthal's Super Bud, also known as Pineapple. That's what they told me on the website, so I'm going with it. This is that hybrid. And it's, you know what? I'm going to let you get a nose of it.
All right?
Pass it to the left because I heat that shit up. I'll go get the real jar of it.
It smells so sweet, dude.
I've been smoking so much product on the fucking show that I wake up the next day and got to go buy more. Mm. I'm not a rich man. I got two kids.
Yeah.
Let's take a nose on that.
Damn.
I'm going to heat this shit up. It smells delicious, doesn't it?
It's got like a sweet, lemony... Oh, man.
This one, man. I'm getting a huge nose off of this one.
Man, where did you get this from?
Oh, this is from Floyd's in PA.
What was that? Was that one more time?
Oh, Floyd's.
Floyd's, that's right, that's right.
Go to Floyd's.
Man. Floyd, your local shop.
Especially all February, but also before and after for all you
Yeah, exactly. Warm, friendly, different. Floyd's.
yeah. If nothing else, I'm there and I'm super entertained.
Oh, shit. Now, listen, I will say that I'm an ignorant sumbitch. And before you came on the show, you're supposed to come like Thanksgiving, first of the year, some shit. You know, you got a life, you got shit going. I called you out.
Was right before that. That was right before the album.
Yeah, oh, yeah, amazing. Right before it. Right before.
Locals
it.
Only.
Locals only.
Locals only. Spotify, iTunes, fuck off. Shug, everywhere. Locals only.
And then I was like, yo, I'm going to freestyle rap battle you on air. But you know what? Like I said, ignorant some bitch. And I realized that we ain't got no beef. I don't know. I know you personally for your music, but you don't know me.
No, man, and, I know you, you know, this. I like
I like you too. There's like there's no reason to try to cut you and watch you bleed on this show. Man, and I'm sorry that I try to call you out like
you
that.
You can if you want it, you can tell me, man. It's okay. I would be so high, I would be so entertained by it right now. Like I wouldn't even mind. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to apologize on air. When I started listening to your tracks, I was like, there's no way I want to do this. Was offered beats from a coworker. Was like, I'm good. No, I'll just apologize on air and say if we're in a freestyle rap battle, let that be an awesome day, but it's not tonight.
No, and I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, yeah, I'm like... Biggie Smalls. I'm like Jay-Z. I write shit down. Man, fuck that. I smoke a lot of weed. I gotta write my shit down. I rehearse my shit like fucking clockwork. And I can tell you, like for example, to Locals Only, I do it at a... I recorded it at a Boom House, right? All except for one track. And Boom House is actually located out in Bremerton.
Oh, okay.
Trying to do this album as close to home, as close to local as possible. SDK Designs, a dude from who's actually local, he actually did the album cover and shit like that, all the graphic art for it. So I really, really tried to source local, because I'm a firm believer of if you don't like your community, then you need to put more effort into it to change it. You know what I mean? Because it's no, like, for example, there's trash on the road. Like, no, it's not my trash, but it's my home.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, if there's people on the street struggling, like, no, that's not my family, but it's somebody's family.
Oh, exactly. Now, you talk about in your music, like, when you make it, investing money back in the community. So I'd be interested. Let's say tomorrow you wake up, fucking boom, right?
Shit hits the fan, right?
High like every day is fucking all over that shit, right?
Yeah.
My fucking 11-year-old daughter's on TikTok going, if you high like every day, if you high like every day. And so all of a sudden you got shitloads of money. Obviously taking care of yourself and your family and all the fucking financial, but then, you know, I want to know, for PA's sake, I often fantasize about what would fix this town or what's a fucking missing piece. Yeah. What's a missing piece? What would you do?
So I can't say that it would necessarily fix anything, but what I could say is, so my mom had actually struggled her entire life with bipolar manic depressant, and she had committed suicide, and then 9 months later, my uncle had actually committed suicide as
Jesus.
Well.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
And thank you. I hear that. It was a real kind of eye-opener that, like, the problem is that people don't talk about enough shit. The problem is that too many people want to put out a really good picture on Instagram or my life's perfect on Facebook, when really, that's not how any of us fucking live, man. And so we're all sitting here comparing our lives when we're at home sad and on one of those dark days to these people whose shit's really not real. It's really, no one lives like that, you know what I mean? And so, like, honestly, I would want to have, like, some kind of community that would allow people either a place to come where they could have a creative outlet, whether it be through art, whether it be through music, whether it's learning how to do shit, whether it's doing computer gaming, something like that. And then at that same time, having this being focused towards the youth, because the youth, honestly, out here is the one that I feel is the most lost. So, like, having this youth center to where people have the option to have these creative outlets, but then they also have people to talk to about it. And it's not having to be, oh, well, my parents have to make this amount of money. in order for me to get this kind of help. Because right now, with the way that our health system is, that's what it is. Yeah. If you don't have money, you're not going to get the help that you need, period. You know what I mean? Like, I can go in and I can try to get as much free help as I want through the system and through this. Everybody knows that's a bunch of bullshit. And it's a bunch of fucking hoops you got to go through and it's paperwork. And at the end of the day, you're not accepted. No. You know what I mean? And even when you are, guess what? There's the horrible stigma. And that's a big... Me and my mom, we were best friends. We talked about everything. And look, we still didn't talk about it. You know what I mean? She was going through a whole fucking war. I didn't even fucking recognize how far deep it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would honestly want to do something that I think my mom would be proud of. And I think she would be proud. My mom was a social worker a lot of her life. And so, like, growing up as a kid, I remember... Mom doing a house call, she wouldn't even be on the clock. She'd be showing up to people's houses, and she'd put me in the car. She'd have her work cell phone. It was back in the day when those big-ass fucking suitcases and the phones and shit.
Yeah.
And she'd have me sit in the car, and she'd say, if I don't come out, you see the clock? If I don't come out in this amount of time, you call 911. And I was supposed to lock the car doors. But that's what my mom did, is she checked on these kids even when she wasn't getting paid to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, like... I think my mom would be really proud to have some kind of youth organization that I think would have benefited me as a teenager. So I was a really angry teenager, so I did a lot of stupid shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. By the grace of God, I wasn't in prison.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, I don't know, something that actually propels people forward as opposed to holds them back.
Yeah, I feel that. There is that missing thing for youth. It's there's a lot of churches, Chinese food restaurants, mm-hmm. And office buildings for the basic needs of a town, but it's missing that thing. No more Armory Square Mall. That used to be a thing. We used to go hang out at Armory Square. Athlete's Choice and the record store, Cougs. Nothing. Roller Skate, that was 1996.
Yeah, the 90s. Yeah.
The day Everclear's Sparkle and Fade came out, I bought it at Armory Square from Coug. Budget tapes and CDs. That guy's amazing. But the roller skating rink, we used to hang out there. That's no fucking longer there.
The roller skating rink back in the day was the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to have their birthday party at the roller skating rink.
Yeah.
Anybody who was anybody had their birthday party.
The chosen ones.
I never did.
I remember one time. I went to a couple. I think it was eighth grade.
Waiting list was like 8 years.
He told me if you get a 3.5, you get to go to the roller skating rink and go to like the end of the year party. I worked so fucking hard in school and I rocked that roller skating rink party so fucking hard. It was like the biggest event of my life.
The victory.
At that moment. That's just closed now. Yes. It's going to be a kidney center where you can go get dialysis or some shit. It's good for me now that I'm old, but...
Well, if you're ever in there getting dialysis,
you know,
hopefully not, but if you are, then you can be like, I used to be in this place where it was a roller skating rink. And you will tell that exact story in like 40 years.
Exactly.
That'd be cool.
Exactly. Ooh, I skated here. Beep, beep, beep. Right. Well, you're all done, sir. With your chemo. Great. Fucking, I did the disco duck in the same spot. It's fucking crazy. But I think she's right. I think you just, there's a bigger community. There's got to be a spot for people to be able to be creative and have a chance at a future.
No matter what walk of life you are, whether you have money or you don't have money, you know what I mean? Like, there's some people who grow up in families where they have money and their parents say, no, you're going to do this, this, and this. You know what I mean? So, like, you really don't know everybody's single story. So, like, I think anything that's directed at the youth, honestly, would be an improvement for this town.
Fuck yeah. Hear, hear.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Fuck yeah.
Well, Justin... We've come really far this episode. I feel really proud of what we've done tonight.
Yeah.
We had an official first guest, the shit, Shook, Locals Only, out now everywhere. Go listen to it. Go get it. Fucking get some.
You can find me on social media at Shook's Music. Music with a K, just to fucking stand out a little bit. Just
M-U-S-I-K.
Yes.
Okay.
S-H-U-G, Music with a K.
How come, why do people call you Shook?
So, back when I lived in Spokane when I was in high school, my freshman year, I actually ended up being the first freshman in all of that four. It was a Meade High School, Northern Spokane, a big-ass school, 4A. So if I'm going from where we are now to there. Yeah. It was a crazy difference. And I was the first freshman to take over a senior to get a starting spot on the team. Nobody could pronounce my first name. So the coach, my birth name is Chantal.
Okay.
Everybody's either Chantal, Chantel, Chantal, or, well, that's the real one. really high again. I've been called Chantrell, everything under the sun, you know what I mean? And so, like, I was like, yo, if y'all can't fucking say my name right, don't fucking say it at all. Right. And so then we had a tournament. I ended up kicking ass. Nobody liked me on the team until after the game.
I see. And what then, game is this? What game
softball.
Okay, softball. Got it. Okay.
Lesbian, weird.
Oh, softball. Yeah. Wow, softball. Natural gift.
Weird,
huh?
Yeah. Pro, weird.
What position did you play?
Shortstop.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so then people love you after that game?
Yeah, so then people ended up loving me, and then coach, one of the coaches, Coach McCray, turned to me and was like, you know what? You play sweet as sugar. We're going to call you Sugar. Sugar.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, my mama called me that, my dad, like my friends. Like that's who I've been for.
Spread like wildfire.
Since 2003, that's been me.
Damn.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, your album's fucking killer. Your personality's killer.
Great. Thank you.
You've been a great guest. Justin, what do you got to say? Let's end this motherfucker. I'm drunk.
I'm high as hell.
Man. Thank you so much for coming on, Shug. No, this has been a really blast with you, man. So, I liked everything we smoked tonight.
Thank God we didn't smoke some, but
yes,
everything we smoked was good.
I really did like that Shattered J, though.
Okay. Yep.
Seattle Marijuana Company, we need shirts.
I literally stopped by Floyd's on my way in because I knew I wanted y'all to try the Shattered joint.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
First of all, what's your shirt size?
I'm a medium.
Woman shines Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm a medium.
Okay, so we need two woman sized mediums now. We need a double XL, two XLs.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we're calling out Seattle Marijuana Company. Hook us up with t-shirts. We've been doing this for almost a full year.
Yo, I sell a lot of y'all's products just on the real. Like, y'all already know. You see my orders in the email. It should. And I sell a lot of y'all shit, so I at least need a shirt.
Okay. Woman-sized schmedium coming up.
Send it.
For Clock Van, for Javon Doom, I'm Clock Van Wilder at Shug Music with a K.
With the
Doomed One.
At the Doomed One. And we're out.